In February 2015, Schumer announced the Senate Finance Committee passed the CIDR Act,
which stands for CIDR, Investment and Development Through Excise Tax Reduction.
Bipartisan legislation he first introduced in 2013.
This legislation was included in the tax extender deal that passed at the end of the year, just in time for the 2016 crop. New York has 650 apple orchards spread across the state. In the capital region alone, we have 204 of them, so we have a third. All of these growers now have the opportunity to benefit if they're producing hard cider, including producers like Nine Pin in Albany and Slyboro up in Washington County. And this means that New York could be at the core of hard cider production very soon.
New York is the second largest apple producer nationwide, harvesting a total of 29.5 million bushels annually. Nine Pin is growing rapidly. The change in law came at the perfect time.
More often than not, the hard cider products our New York craft producers were making or wanted to make were bumped into the wrong category and were paying much too high a tax.
Schumer explained that many of New York's hard cider producers, like Nine Pin Cider Works in Albany, are small craft hard cider operators, and because they rely on natural products, there was very little predictability and control over the precise alcohol content of their product.
Every day, businesses like Nine Pin were at risk of having to throw out or sell at a much higher tax rate entire batches of freshly produced cider.
Under the previous federal law, the outdated definition of hard apple and pear cider only allowed for up to 7% alcohol by volume before it is taxed at the higher alcohol per volume rate of wine, and only a certain level of carbonation before it is subject to the champagne tax. Schumer was joined by Alejandro Del Peral, founder of Nine Pin Cider Works, who says business is booming and the cidery is barely keeping up with the demand.
As people want it, we'll make it. And it's really, you know, it boils down to the market. And as of right now, the market is exploding and we're excited to be a part of it.
Nine Pin, which has just been producing cider for 2 years, has already bottled 92 different varieties of the beverage. Mayor Kathy Sheehan says Nine Pin's expansion and growth underscores the fact that small business is the lifeblood and the future of Albany. She said the city likes to partner with small businesses, and part of the partnership with Nine Pin required that laws be changed.
Because this is a product that was not envisioned at the time that some of our ag and markets laws and some of our federal tax laws were put into place.
Under the CIDR Act, hard cider products can be up to 8.5% alcohol without being taxed at the higher rate. Schumer added the new law is now set to ensure New York growers and producers' ability to compete overseas and expand their businesses for years to come. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.